You're listening to the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Mo Sutton will talk to us about everything we need to know. The game against Monterey did not go great in the second half, but Harrison showed a really big flash in the first quarter coming off of that loss. Head coach Mo Sutton will break down that game. Plus, he'll preview the Bossy regular season finale and the Bossy sectional. Harrison, yeah, that's right, drawing the Bulldogs in the sectional. That is their rivalry game. That is their final game of the regular season. So that's a really interesting curveball to play the same team in back-to-back weeks. We're going to talk to coach about the complexion of that when we return on WREF.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
Football and soccer tailgating season is here, and whether you're in the parking lot or having friends over to watch the games, Mark's Barbecue has everything you need for your guest, especially when the temperatures start dropping, like their famous vegetable, burgoo, chicken noodle soups, and chili sold by the bowl or quart. The pork grenades are the bomb at Mark's Barbecue, and the brisket burnt ends make great appetizers, too. Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu and is open all weekend, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on WREF, it is the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Mo Sutton is here on WREF and breaking down last week's game against Monterey. A loss for the Warriors, but Harrison coming down the home stretch of the regular season. They've got the sectional draw, so we'll talk about that later on. Coach, really appreciate the time. A lot to get to. How are we feeling?
Good to be here. You know, feeling very positive on fall break and ready to get to it here in a couple hours.
Yeah, the fall break stuff, it probably would throw me for a loop if I were in your position, because you guys still are, of course, in season. And, well, things are getting real because the draw, like I said, it came out. We'll talk about that soon. How weird is it to be on fall break? The kids aren't there, but you guys are still practicing. And what's the dynamic right now for Harrison football?
Well, I mean, you know, being an ex-college football player, it reminds me of having a bye week, where some weeks you didn't have a game and you still had to practice the full time. Or even spring ball, where you just practice and you didn't play an actual game. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with it, and we've been going at this for 6 years. So, you know, the whole fall break has changed. I mean, it went from a couple days off to a whole week. But, you know, just you got to kind of rely on your background, and, you know, you've been here before, and what are you going to do now that it's here? So, you know, we manage it pretty well, and the thing is we got to get the kids there and and get our kids to understand when you're an athlete, you know, you might have to do, you got to do some things different than an actual normal student. So, you know, if they plan on going on, playing college ball, or even just in the work world, sometimes you got to do some things that you may not want to do, or, you know, your friends aren't doing, or whatever, and you just got to get the job done.
How would you evaluate the performance in the final game before the bye, being Madre Day, a 44-7 loss, and the Wildcats, they get a big win for themselves. They're playing really well now. What did you see from your group?
Well, I mean, we played a hell of a first quarter. It was only 13-7, and then I always say, you know, we get the wet paper bag syndrome, and that's for the old folks where, you know, you get the paper bag wet at the bottom, and then it just all falls out. We were in the game, and, you know, we made some mistakes, and then it seemed like the score, you know, I always say, just like life, the score and the time clock keep going. You gotta keep fighting. You can't just give up. And I think, you know, some of our kids got down on themselves and, in a sense, gave up. And then they kept scoring. They didn't stop. And, you know, and no team is ever going to stop just because you stop playing. And that's a life skill there. You know, the life's not going to stop even when you're down. You got to keep going. And that's the main thing I'm trying to teach our kids is that, hey, there is no I give up. You got to keep fighting and you got to keep playing.
Again, we're here talking to the Harrison football head coach, Mo Sutton, here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. We're going to take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. There's a lot to talk about. The draw is out. The Warriors, they drew Bossy, so they'll play the Bulldogs two consecutive weeks after the fall break bye. So we'll talk about that when we return on WREF.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools and also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street, phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com. ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Head coach Mo Sutton is here on WREF. And even though it is fall break, there is a lot to talk about in Warrior football. Coach, appreciate you taking the time The draw for the sectional came out on Sunday. You guys draw Bossy. What was your instant reaction when you got the news?
Well, it's probably one of the best draws we've had. I mean, and I'm not, you know, downplaying Bossy by any means, but I say as a in terms of a similar team as ourselves, that have the same on the field and off the field issues, pretty even. I mean, you know, those guys are going to show up to play, and it's a rivalry game for us. You know, the last game of the season where rivalries are played across the city, and then to have those guys in the sectional and turn around and play them in the next week in the sectional, where it really means a whole lot. Both games mean a lot, but you know, for it to have two different meanings in 2 weeks, because again, you know, it's a rivalry game the week before, and then the next week it's win or go home. So, you know, those are the messages we got to send to our kids, and you know, it's a great opportunity for us. And I keep saying, you know, the opportunities are there. You know, they don't always appear, but you know, when you got an opportunity to win a sectional game, such as we do at this point in time, I think it's a great thing for us.
Talking to Mo Sutton, Harrison football coach, about the draw and the sectional, how did the kids react to it? It's a unique challenge, like you said, a unique opportunity, but also a unique challenge to play, get to, or have to play a team in consecutive weeks.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the saying, and if you've been around sports, you know, long enough, it's hard to beat a team twice. And you know, they're going to come out with all the stops, even, you know, we win the first game, or whoever wins the first game definitely is going to play a little harder in the second game. So, and then it comes down to numbers, I mean, for both teams as well. You know, they're banged up, we're banged up, and who gets guys back in the final week, you know, it's kind of tricky because you never know. You might see a guy on film this week, and then next week you don't see him, or you might see another guy that someone's been holding out, but you know, it's almost like a poker game. Who's holding out on their hand? I mean, I don't know what Coach Mullen's strategy is, but you know, mine is to win both. So you know, I'm not gonna hold out anybody, and I don't play like that. I guess you know, the thing is, I want to win them both, so I'm gonna bring what I can to both games to win it. I mean, you know, we talk about special plays and things like that. I mean, you know, I always say when you have to play trickery football, that's when you're desperate. So, you know, I'm not going to put in any special trick plays or anything like that. I've never been that type of guy. So, it is what it is. I mean, I'm going to have my guys ready mentally, and I'm going to give them the best rah-rah speech before each game, and we'll get out there and play some football.
That's Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison football here on WREF. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. We're going to preview the first bout between Harrison and Bossy, the final game of the season, at least the regular season, sectional pending as well. Harrison and Bossy, the game to look out for Friday night. All that and more when we return on WREF.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Football and soccer tailgating season is here, and whether you're in the parking lot or having friends over to watch the games, Mark's Barbecue has everything you need for your guest, especially when the temperatures start dropping, like their famous vegetable, burgoo, chicken noodle soups, and chili sold by the bowl or quart. The pork grenades are the bomb at Mark's Barbecue, and the brisket burn-ends make great appetizers too.
Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu and is open all weekend. 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop here on the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. We're talking to the head football coach over at Harrison, Mo Sutton, here on the Ref, and breaking down the upcoming game against Bossy. Now, Coach, this is the regular season finale, which makes it an important game, which makes it an anticipated game. It's already a rivalry game. We talked about the complexion of this game because, well, this is the first of two different bouts for you guys because you guys are going to be meeting in the sectional as well. Let's talk about the X's and O's. What does Bossy do that you guys are looking at on tape and thinking, okay, we have to prepare for this?
I mean, they've got some big guys up front, you know, and, you know, you just got to get them moving. And, you know, they've got some skilled guys that can make some plays. You know, I think Coach Mullins is going to put together a package to win the game. No one prepares to lose a football game, and he's trying to get his players in space. And, you know, they got a quarterback that can sling it a little bit. So we've got to defend, and that's our biggest thing, you know. I think, you know, there's going to be different emotions in this game due to it being a rivalry game, and kids are going to play harder, and we definitely have to match their energy.
Yeah, imagine their energy. That should certainly be possible because I know that you guys are going to get up for this game. But then again, it's going to be difficult because this is their senior day. How difficult is it to be a road team on a senior day? I know that you guys had your senior day already. It was a lot of fun. There were some emotions, some family ties for you. But when you're the road team, what does that do?
When you're the road team on senior night, of course, you've got to overcome their energy. I mean, it could be their last, you know, the opponent's last time playing against, playing in their home stadium. So, I've been part of senior night, senior day a few times in my career as a coach and as a player. And, you know, you just got to match energy and come out and execute. That's the biggest thing.
Talking about execution, who are you expecting to really ball out on Friday against Bossy? Who are you looking at in your own locker room and saying, okay, whether it be on offense or on defense, you know what? You know what I'll do? I'll ask you for one of each. One player on offense, one player on defense that you're looking at and saying, we got to get this guy to step up.
Well, I'm gonna put it all on one of our team captains. That's Addison Thomas. I mean, he's made some catches here and there. But, you know, still looking for him to have the breakout game and, you know, have the confidence. Again, you know, he's had a tough time getting the football because we haven't been able to pass the ball very well. But, you know, I think we'll do a little mix of both against Bossy. So, you know, Addison Thomas, and then we've got Quinn McCool, who's a transfer from Memorial. He's eligible now, and, you know, we'll see what he can do in space. So, you know, and our super sophomore, you said one guy, but I can't just pin it on one guy. I'm pinning it on all my guys. So, you know, all my guys need to step up. So we'll see what happens.
Coach, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a really exciting time for you, a really interesting draw with you guys getting Bossy again, so back-to-back weeks to be playing them, and with you guys playing pretty well towards the end of the season, it should really make for some good football. Really looking forward to that. Good luck. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, thank you so much.
This has been the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. And remember, if you missed any of the show, hop on listentotheref.com for the archive version.